From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that witnesses say killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from the Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said on Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government has struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. Lise Grande is the U.N. humanitarian representative in Iraq.
Both the Iraqi military forces and the U.S.-led coalition have acknowledged that there was an airstrike and that there are possibly hundreds of casualties.
What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul al-Jadida district is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Local rescue coordinators report more than 240 people have been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from the Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates, at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead include 16 prisoners and prison staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. At a special summit on Somali refugees in Nairobi on Saturday, Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, commonly known as Famajo, asked the leaders of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development to help his country find a durable solution to the Somali refugee crisis, including reintegration of returnees inside the Horn of Africa nation. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million Somalis have been displaced during the country's civil conflict, now in its 26th year. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says more funding is needed from the international community to prevent famine in Somalia.
I think it is very important if we want to prevent that cholera goes out of control, but also we want to prevent the famine, that we have to get the funding now.
A drought in the war-torn country is threatening 3 million lives. European Union leaders marked the 60th anniversary of the bloc's founding treaty on Saturday, despite knowing that Britain plans to officially trigger exit proceedings next week. In a solemn declaration ending the summit, the leaders of the remaining 27 member states sought to end paralysis that has gripped the bloc on several issues. EU Council President Donald Tusk called on member states to renew their commitment to the European unity.
Europe as a political entity will either be united or will not be at all.
Leaders are hoping the pomp and show of unity will give a boost to Europe and drag down that is, by economic problems, an immigration crisis, and growing populist anti-Europe movements in many nations. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan, and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant attacks are being given priority. An Army Chief General revealed the project during a visit Saturday to tribal districts, including Momand, near the Afghan border, where terrorists assaulted outposts from across the other side and killed 5 Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous border. Both blame each other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soil. And Hong Kong's next leader will be chosen on Sunday by an election committee stacked with pro-Beijing elites who heed the wishes of China's communist leaders rather than the semi-autonomous region's voters. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.